Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Garbage. Just an awesome song. Shout out to Prince. There'll be no Prince hating on the show without Joe here. Thank God. Just the goat. What do you think? Fran Rojas had never heard Raspberry Beret before. Your thoughts?
Garbage.
Okay, I'll take it. Was that jolly? Was that jolly?
I'm just kidding. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
All right, good. Was that jolly?
It's cool.
That?
Yeah, it was jolly.
That was jolly. That was something. That was jolly. Jolly has a way of...
Garbage.
Making some noises and some sounds. It's pretty great. 215-592-9494. It is the Morning Show reacting to a great weekend of baseball. The Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Mets. First place on the line. The Phillies come out on top. And really, you know, it after the last two series against the Mets, the getting swept up there to start the season and then obviously the playoffs to end last season. Look, I don't think a series in June really means anything. I think it's nice to beat the Mets and all that. And I think, you know, good for those guys to get a win against that team after the struggles. But I do think for the fan base, I think this was a big weekend. I think that, you know, kind of, you know, for I saw Spike tweeted, and it's a good way to say it. Like, the Mets have really been the Phillies' daddy for a little while now.
Not here, but not up there.
Just in general, though, with the playoff loss.
Sure, the playoff loss,
You know, this was a really big series, I think, for the fan base to kind of, you know, feel like they can handle the Mets in a series.
It felt like a statement. Also, now I know that the Mets were limping, you know, coming in, having lost whatever it was.
I think they lost 7 in a row. Yeah, now 7 with the loss on Friday.
They tagged them with 7, and then they finally got one. But they're still formidable. They're still that rival, and I thought that rivalry was hot. It was a lot of fun to watch. It felt like there was an added layer of importance, you know, excitement that came with it as well. This weekend was awesome baseball. And when you look at 21-14 for the final score for the 3 days, it's a football final. We scored a lot of runs, and that's coming with two on Saturday. So we put some numbers up. Let's hope that it continues against this pitching of the Houston Astros, which is going to be a real challenge for us.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. After the weekend, we ask, are you back in on the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jason in Swedesboro. What up, Jay?
James, how are you today?
I'm good, pal.
John, I come from a family of farmers, and I get, you know, I can get a lot of produce for free, but I also have invested hundreds of dollars to save pennies at the grocery store.
Yeah,
so I'm with you on your journey.
It's fun. It's rewarding. It's so nice to get out there and just get your hands in the soil.
Yeah, and Rhea, I think I heard you give the update with the Alec Bohm answer about cutting his hair.
Yes.
So the guy who got to ask that question is Mike. He's a huge 5 for 5 guy, big public transportation guy. He was at the link in the morning for soccer and then went to the Phillies game.
Well, because what he's saying is that I cut the sound for time in my updates. It was a listener question.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, he's a super good guy. But James, you know I'm all in on the Phillies. I actually went and bought a new baseball glove for my trip to San Diego coming up next month.
Nice.
I picked up a new glove for my trip to San Diego.
I love it.
It's not anything I've ever heard anyone say.
What I love about the Phillies win last night is they didn't let that blowout the other night affect them the next day. Like, it's so easy to get demoralized when you have this big loss against the division rival. But they picked it back up, and they did what the Phillies do best.
Yeah, and again, I think Jesus Azardo deserves a ton of credit for that. In that exact spot, you know, after the loss, after Abel gets crushed, after they give up the 7 homers, you know, the Mets are feeling confident to come in and, you know, pitch like he did, especially after, you know, the recent struggles he's had. I thought that was just a massive moment for Lazarda.
Yeah, and I think that, again, if they can play, like I said the other day, if they can play having fun, play loose, but with purpose, I think they'll do just fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this group, we spent a lot of the first half of this year, the first, you know, half of the what we've played so far, the first month or whatever, talking about how, you know, serious they were and how it doesn't look like they're having fun. And that's kind of been a running theme throughout. And it does, you know, they've a lot of pressure on them. There's a group that knows that it's win the World Series or nothing else matters. Like, everything else is irrelevant.
Right.
So I do think that to see them start to your point, Jason, you know, look like they're having fun out there, but, you know, playing a brand of baseball where, you know, it doesn't just seem so dour and so serious all the time, I think is a positive thing for a long season.
Absolutely. And I gotta walk into work in a couple minutes.
Yeah, what's your answer, Jay?
So, James, you got to know where I'm going with this, the movie Milk Money.
That's hilarious. So, inside joke there, great call, Jason. Jason, a Go Birds caller. And I don't remember what the topic was for why it came up, but Milk Money was an answer, and I had never heard of Milk Money. I realized that I had later. I went back and looked at it, and it was familiar. But inside joke there, and I was like, what's that? Randomly, later that day, Emily brought it up. She was like, oh, have you seen the movie Milk Money? I was like, what? What are you talking about? That's so weird. Anyway.
That always happens.
Yeah. Milk Money probably not going to win here, but still a funny answer from Jason. Let's talk to Dave in a moment. What up, Dave?
Oh,
that is not what's up right there.
Oh, no. It's like he just vaporized the minute it came on.
All right, David, if you call back, we'll get you right back up there. Let's talk to Jim in Philly. What up, Jimmy?
Hey, John. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Jim.
You never put those jeans in the ocean, did you?
No, I never did.
Was that a suggestion?
Yeah, and I should have. I could have. I just went home instead.
Mm. Yeah, driving to the ocean for that seems like a
I thought about
aggressive
it.
Move.
You know? I did.
Like, I had to turn it off once I got the lead. Oh, I couldn't believe. Did you guys see this? The EVO and bat speed. They put it up every time.
Are you talking about like the Apple TV broadcast on Friday night? Yeah,
it's a little much.
It's a lot much. Yeah. I'm with you. And look, it's even at the ballpark too. You know, when you go to games, they've got all those stats up and stuff. It's
but
like
you can choose to look at them at the ballpark.
And regardless, it's too much. Like, look, if I am about as big a baseball nerd as you'll meet, I have no problem with analytics and stuff. Like, they put up stats that I've never heard of that I don't know what they are and all. Like, it's too much.
It is. It's overwhelming. It's like, where the hell's the game going? Like, bat speed. Here's a circle. Look, they look like a tie-dyed thing in the middle. Like, this is a zone. And, you know, I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I know. I feel you on that. Yeah, it was nice on Saturday with Fox not having the box for the strikes.
Yep.
It's just, it's old school. It feels great, you know?
Yeah. I like the box.
I don't need the box. I'm good on the box.
I feel dependent on the box. Like the box is my crutch. I never watched baseball until the box was there.
So you can yell.
Yeah, I'm good without the box.
Jimmy, it was bad.
What do you got on the Phillies? What do you think of the weekend?
Well, you know, I hate the Mets, so that was pretty cool. It's just a team we're going to have to beat. Caught them on a slide, and that was pretty cool. But I had to turn it off after I had to.
Yeah, wow.
I couldn't do that EBL.
Yeah, I get it. I think that's I don't love that reason to turn it off, but I get it.
Yeah. It's bad enough when I heard, you know, it's one of your guys, and I love him dearly because I watched his father. But when I hear another knock, you know, I don't hear like Led the Ligon knock, Led the Ligon hit.
I'm fine with that. You are sounding very Joe DeCamera-ish with this right here. Like, oh, it's not a high leverage. It's a big spot. Like, you know, guess what? Language can change, you know?
Well, language should change.
Yes,
evolve.
It evolves. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. There. Guess what? There are words we said 20 years ago that we would absolutely not say now. And
correct.
That's a good thing. So, yeah. But I get it.
You know, they don't play the Mets for like another two months.
Yeah. It's
isn't that crazy?
The scheduling's been so weird. We talked about with Toronto, like where they play Toronto twice in 10 days. And it's like, all right, you're done with Toronto. Like,
look at the
dumb
Mets schedule. Literally 10 games. Braves, who swept them, Phillies 2-3, and now Braves again.
So silly. And it's a waste. Like, spread it out. Give us some time to get excited to lead up to them and all that. All right, Jimmy, you got an answer for us?
I don't know if it'll qualify, but Silence of the Lambs.
Lamb?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so. Jimmy,
sure.
Good answer.
Well, it's lambs. That's an animal.
It's kind of strange that you went plural with
it. Yeah.
Because I eat lambs. I like to eat rack of lamb.
Yeah. I think it counts. It's just not.
If you eat lambs, it's like you're a cyclops or something. Like you live in a cave
and
you're
just
a cyclops.
Toss them in your mouth.
And you're popping them like popcorn.
Or a dragon
if you're
or something.
Eating lambs.
Probably not going to win.
Yeah, I feel like dragons eat lambs.
Yes. Exactly.
Plural.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Livestock
probably not going to win.
Version.
But I do appreciate the attempt because that is, you know, you're really
trying to be clever.
It. Yeah. And it, I mean, you know, we do eat lambs.
You get some points.
Yeah.
I actually love lamb. I really prefer lamb.
Wonderful.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. It's like, man, it tastes so completely different than all the other meat out there.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you get a good lamb chop. It's hard to beat that.
Lamb chop lollipops.
Yeah,
you are really good.
Yeah,
so
it's hard. That's about as good as meat gets. I agree with you.
Truly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the gyro also.
I love gyros too. Oh, absolutely.
Mix.
Oh my God, yes.
Please give me the
kebab,
mix.
A gyro, any of that. I'm in on all of it.
Love it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some bread, some
greatest.
Tzatziki, and you know, just give it to me. I'm in. Yeah.
Off of a truck, preferably.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, totally agree. I don't know if you can get it anywhere else.
I went to Temple last week. I took Clark there for a visit. And
hey!
I was like, where are the trucks? They're still, they go, yes, the trucks are still here. I go, I would have died.
Yeah.
I would have starved to death without
absolute
trucks.
Absolute must. Yeah, and then Philly's got a great truck scene. All right, let's get back to David. He's back. David in Wilmington. What up, David?
What's going on, James? You zapped me off the air, bro.
Oh, I had nothing. That was Fran Rojas right there.
No, it was James.
Fran Rojas, yeah.
Felt fearful. Fearful
Fran, yeah.
Fearful.
So I called in today to talk about Otto Kemp. You know, he
surprised
me in the field. Like, his first base has been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and again, the fact that, you know, he just took
him anywhere
to left field. I mean, the guy's never played left field in his life, and willing to do it and to learn it and to go out there in a Major League Baseball game and play it. I mean, that's, I think, look, Otto Kemp, you know, he hasn't been a superstar up here. He hasn't hit for power yet or anything like that, but he has really given them a spark, and he has made a difference. He has been a winning baseball player.
When he's up to bat, I'm like, I actually actively root for him to get a hit.
Yeah,
he's excited. Which I don't do. I mean, I like the Phillies. I root for them. Yeah. But I'm not going, oh, come on, kid. Yeah. To Trey Turner, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's very rootable. I agree. And you know, he's got the mustache thing going on.
And the name.
He's got a vibe.
He's got the greatest name
Otto
ever.
Otto's a great name.
Old school.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think we're all Otto Kemp fans. And look, that's going to be a fascinating thing. And that, you know, him getting to left field is huge because that's a spot where, you know, they need a right-handed bat for sure. But, you know, with Harper, and we don't know when, we'll play some Bryce Harper audio coming up in case you missed it. Harper joined the broadcast last night, gave an update on where he's at with the wrist recovery and all that. But, you know, that's going to be a fascinating thing when Harper is fully good to go and back. You know, how do they move those pieces apart? And obviously the trade deadline coming up, who do they add? How do they add? But just in terms of when Harper comes back, the Otto Kemp thing with Kepler and Kemp and third base, and how do you kind of maneuver all that around is going to be interesting to see, because I feel like you can't send Kemp back down. Like, he's been too good here.
Yeah, I think so. He's got that something extra where it's just not, it's not overwhelming for him. You know, he's...
Yeah, I agree with you.
He made that transition.
It's a great point. Yeah.
Some guys, they just, it's natural. You know, like he's just like a fish in water, and that's not always the case.
Totally. It's, you know, we said it, like, it's like those guys where you're just like, oh, he's just a ball player. Like, he just feels like,
yes,
you know, it's a cliche, but he feels it. He just
but
feels
that's
like,
it.
Yeah, he just feels like a ball player. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
You know, he made a few errors in, like, the beginning when they first brought him up, and he kind of, like, settled down, and he's been fun to watch.
I agree.
Yeah, no, he's really given them a spark, and he's, it's been a nice story. You got an answer for us, David, for a title?
Yeah, I'm going to go with James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, that's another good answer. Yeah. Yeah, a little Roald Dahl action there. I feel like that's a formative one, especially for kids named James.
I don't really remember that one as well.
Not for me, and not one that I read.
Maybe, yeah, I was named James. So
yeah, so yeah, that's not that a surprise.
But it was a thing, James and the Giant Peach. Do you have a favorite Roald Dahl? The one that, like, jumped out to you?
Well, I mean, the Where the Sidewalk.
Well, that's Shel Silverstein.
Oh, man. So then Roald Dahl.
It's like Matilda and...
Maybe I was too late. Maybe I was older. What else do we have? Matilda.
The Twits. What other ones? There's some other big Roald Dahl ones.
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I feel like there's a... I'm
missing something because
we're missing
a
couple big Roald Dahl ones off the top of my
head.
Roald
Dahl?
He's an author?
Oh, I thought you were saying Roald Dahl.
I have no
idea. Charlie
and
the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's the one.
Holy cow, man.
Oh, and that could have been a great answer, too.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I knew there was another big one there.
My goodness. Yeah. Why was I not giving him credit for that one? It's like I'm giving Gene Wilder credit or someone else, or Johnny Depp gets credit in my mind. I don't know why. Wow. Willy Wonka.
I did not read him growing up, so
really?
I'm not familiar with him. And I literally thought you were saying Roald Dahl.
Oh, got it. Yeah,
also
like
Fantastic
Dahl,
Mr. Fox.
Yeah, he had a lot
BFG.
Of stuff. Yeah, BFG, Big Friendly Giant. Yeah, so he had a lot of So shout out to Roald Dahl. How about it?
I'll say.
215592, I'll say. 9494, let's get back to phones and talk to Lenny and Conchaka. What up, Len?
Good morning, guys. Wouldn't you say that this crew is one of the best crews out there?
Which crew? This, us?
Oh, your crew.
You're too kind, buddy. You're too kind.
You know what? And I even want to put this in a parallel. It's almost as if the head of the crew, a la the quarterback, doesn't matter if he's there because the crew's so good supporting him.
That is outstanding. That is good work
by you.
Good
work right there, yeah. Well played.
I actually want to do a little parallel between Jalen and Trey Turner here, and this is a Philadelphia sports thing, and I think we do this unfairly, and I used to be a culprit of this, but we have this inability to allow what our first perception and opinion of a player is to change really, really fast.
I actually think that's a human thing, too. I just think it's hard to get over your first experience with people or whatever as a certain way. I think you see it in jobs a lot, like where
a good first impression.
Yeah, where
you know?
A boss will see someone as this level of employee, and it's hard to break out of that. And sometimes a new boss will come in and be like, why aren't you know, raise you up, whatever. Like, I do think that is, I agree with you, Lenny, we do that, but I do think that's a human thing.
I agree. But a lot of us have the ability to see when we are wrong, right? And again, I'm going back to the head of the snake here. Mm. When you see that we were wrong of our opinion of Jalen, and just because it's not the sexy way to do things, it doesn't mean it's not right. And I think right now, and to the Phillies-Eagles parallel, I think we are vastly, vastly, vastly not giving Trey Turner his flowers. I think Trey Turner needs to get praise way more than he's getting than over the course of this year, because we had no problem ripping him.
Yeah. So, Lenny, I generally, and that, I said this earlier in the show, credit where due. He was an all-star last year at the all-star break. Like, he has had stretches. He had that, post-ovation, 2 months or whatever. Like, I'm with you, and I did say that earlier this show, but I don't think we can go overboard and be like, he deserves all the flowers, because he has to do it all season, and he has to do it when it matters most. And Trey has not done that yet here in Philly. So I generally agree with your point, but I think you're going a little over the top with it. Like, he needs to do it for the rest of the year and in the playoffs for me to be like, wow, yay, Trey Turner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you just hear comments all the time, like, worst contract in baseball, yeah, I was trading for a bag of donuts.
Yeah, I feel you. I think that stuff should quiet down. I agree.
So I want to give you a parallel really fast with Otto Kemp, and then I'll give you my answer. Watching the Mets for, like, the last 5 years play the Phillies, it always frustrated me when we had, like, to go up against, like, Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil. And I'm like, these guys that you could just put everywhere, and they hustle, and they seem to put the bat on the ball all the time. Watching him play against those guys this weekend was like, oh my gosh, we got one of those guys that seems to be just like a thorn in your side that is just unbelievably annoying, and he's just going to give you good at-bats. And it's just really really rewarding to watch that. My answer for you guys is banana pancakes for Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah, good answer. And look, the Otto Kemp thing, it is I totally agree with him in the sense of, like, he does a lot of things. He even had that, was it early when he first came up? He had that bunt. I can't remember what game it was, but had that great bunt.
That was the one that kind of, when they started to turn things around.
Yeah, had that
bunt.
I mean, over the weekend, beats out the double play ball for a run to score. Like, he does a lot of the, and he's defensively at multiple positions, has for the most part been really solid. He really adds a lot of little things across the board throughout the course of a game. He's been a really nice addition for this team. It's going to be fascinating. It really is going to be an interesting thing with Bryce Harper. And here, let's hear from Bryce Harper. In case you missed this audio before, Bryce Harper was on with the ESPN crew last night on the broadcast, asked about the injury, commenting on the wrist, how he's feeling, when he'll be back. Interesting, because it's kind of like some positive and some negative, some unsure. Interesting to hear how he answered it. Here's what Bryce said last night.
I know Phillies fans are dying to know, what are you hoping for in terms of a timetable of coming back? Sometime next 10 days, something in that range?
Obviously that would be great. I hope everything goes well enough to be able to do that, but I don't want to put a schedule on anything right now because it's so early in the process. We've swung the last 2 days and swung it well. Come on, Ro.
And Rojas pulls it down.
Took 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings again today. Everything went well, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It was something you dealt with a bit last year, yeah?
Yeah, it came on a little bit last year for me, and was able to play through it pretty well, and then went away in the off season, and came back slowly this year, and then got to the point where I couldn't do it. So I thought the best course of action would be, sitting for a couple days and getting it right.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, at times I've listened so many times now, and every time I feel like I hear something new and I'm different, and I'm trying to parse what he's saying, and feels like at first he's positive, then he's a little negative, and I'm unsure and whatever. Like, that time I hear him say it's still early in the process, I'm like, it is early in the process? What process? So there's when you hear him talk there and know what the situation is, what do you make of all that, John?
Ongoing saga. Well, that time, I agree with you. There is a different piece every time. That time it was, he had 45 swings yesterday, 45 swings today. How many swings does a baseball player normally take in a day? How reduced is that?
Yeah.
What does that really mean?
It's a great question.
I have no idea.
I don't either. I have no idea what 45 swings means. I agree with you.
But I do think it's positive that he's, he looked good. He seems to be like ready to get back in there. I don't even know how else to get a read on what we've seen from Bryce. I know that this team has picked up the slack, and that says a lot, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I know that I love what I'm seeing, and I continue to see from a guy like Kyle Schwarber, who has changed the way he plays baseball to suit this team's needs, which is something that it doesn't seem like everyone is willing to do for this team. You know, this is Kyle Schwarber changed his, you know, approach to be our leadoff guy, changed again this year to, you know, blend in later in the order, and didn't seem to be a problematic transition in any way. You know, hopefully that sets an example for changes to come.
We'll see. Rhea, your thoughts on the Harper audio? Are you concerned still? Where are you at on the Harper injury?
I'm concerned just because it didn't get, I mean, it got better in December when he wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he says, you know, about just came back and I couldn't do it. And all,
the structure, and they, you know, said, I guess before the game on, what's today, the 23rd? I guess before Friday's game, he spoke to reporters and said they've spoken to several doctors. There's nothing structural. It's what John said earlier, I think. It's chronic.
Yeah.
It's a chronic thing that you've got to manage.
They're
10-6 without him.
Yeah, no, they won without him, but ultimately we know, and they're gonna need him when it matters most if they're gonna do anything. And you need the best version of him. So it is concerning. You know, it's nice to hear that he's swinging a bat, which was something that he was not doing for longer than we had hoped or thought he wouldn't. But yeah, I'm with you. It's a concern both now and for the long term. You know, is this the beginning of, you know, these type of things just happening with Bryce? So it's going to be interesting to see how much longer he's out, when he comes back, and what he looks like.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If somebody throws at him again in that area, what happens then?
Yeah, I think,
because people, they now know that he's got an issue there.
Oh, yeah. No, I think if someone throws it, I think they have to do something. I think that they will retaliate.
Bench is clear?
Again. Yeah, I think that
Cassidy's going to run out there. Yeah. Cassidy's looking for something to take.
He's looking for somebody to hit.
Out on.
Let's hope he doesn't tackle Topper, you know?
You're right.
So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The action's out on the field, and all of a sudden you see Topper get ear-holed by Casty. Boom.
Sorry, man. I thought you were on the other team. Whoops. Yeah.
My bad.
Whoops. Rips his shirt off after, like Hulk style, like, take me out of a game.
Take me out for him.
Can you imagine? All right, 215-592-9494. So if you want to chime in on the Harper thing, your level of concern with the Harper thing, because look, as good as I feel, as positive as I feel, and where I am turning, and I'm starting to say, you know what, I would be willing to trade some prospects and go all in on this group. Bryce Harper being a part of that is paramount. You know, if you told me Harper is not going to be able to be anything close to the type of player we know he can be because of this wrist thing, that would change my calculus on what I would do with this team, what I would trade for and all that. And again, I don't expect that. I'm just saying the Harper injury is still a massively important thing for this team moving forward. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Delaware and talk to Randy. What up, Rand?
Hey, Seltzer. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, pal.
I haven't talked to you in a while, man. You been doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing, Rand?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. Don't think anybody listen if I did anyway. Yeah. I know it's hotter than sweat socks on a rooster outside right
now.
Yeah,
there's going to be a be careful this week out there. It's going to be it's going up to 100 on Wednesday, I believe, a high 90s. There's all kinds of advisories and warnings out there. Like,
drink water, light clothing.
Drink water.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, stay inside. This is why air conditioning was invented. Okay.
Yeah, she got me to do a patio in the backyard, and I'm telling you, I like to die doing that thing Wednesday. I'm glad I got
man.
It done.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal. But, Go ahead, man.
Yeah, it is. Here's my thoughts. Number one, these Sixers. I think I'm going to rename them to the Stinksers. They absolutely are terrible, and I don't think Ace Bailey is the answer at all. I'm out on him totally. He doesn't want to be here, and the bad taste that he's left in everybody's mouth across the league, I just think that we're asking for problems going with him. And watching the NBA Finals and seeing the way these teams are, to me, there's no more of the three stud super athletes, superstars
on
a team.
I agree with you.
You have deep teams. You have teams that play D. They're fast. They move. They shoot. I mean, we are nowhere near that.
I do agree with you, Randy. I do think the formula has changed a bit over the last years. And I think, look, we've seen it with the first time. And, you know, is it NBA history that we've had seven champions in 7 years? Or certainly since, like, the 70s or whatever. It does feel like the, you know, how you build a team in the NBA, what wins in the NBA is changing. The league is so deep. There is so much talent in the league right now.
Not all stars forcing themselves to one super team.
Yeah. So yeah. I do think, and I think it could be a good thing, Randy, but I agree with you. I do think it's changing. It's changing.
That, and then the Phillies, I think that Dave Dombrowski needs to stop being tattered in two coats of paint and needs to go after the biggest star that needs to make a big splash to trade deadline, and we need to go after this World Series ring this year with a vengeance. This is the year. They're playing decent without Harper, and I think we're setting ourselves up to, when he comes back, to be even better. I think it's a good thing the way they're playing.
I think that, you know, especially watching, to your point, watching Indiana go all the way and come that close to winning a title and losing because Halliburton went out, and the Celtics lost Tatum. And I think you see that in baseball, too. You know, it becomes a war of attrition. It's a long, long season. And, you know, to look at the teams now and say, oh, they're not good enough, like, I don't think that that is something that is necessarily the right thing to do with, you know, we don't know who's going to be standing at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's the athletes coming up now. Like, when I was coming up, we didn't have all this stuff and to all the sports science and all the stuff. There's so much more to make so many more better athletes out there. There's just so much more technology. And these kids, people's parents, like I'm in the car business. I have people come in every day and they base their monthly car payment on a lot of it has to do with, hey, we got a kid that plays AAU basketball, or we have a kid that plays travel ball, so we have to be able to afford that. So our car payment can't be but here.
Wow.
Yes, I mean, it's every day you see this. And, I mean, kudos to the parents. I'm the same way. I have a 14- and 18-year-old. And, by the way, shout-out to my stepdaughter, Brianna. Got a full ride to Harvard.
No way.
Sweet.
Wow. Congratulations. That's unbelievable.
Full ride to Harvard.
Wow.
Yes. I was in my office signing a customer up, and my phone keeps ringing. I have, like, a duck sound for my ringer. And it's like, quack, quack, quack. And it just keeps going off and off and off. And my customer's like, you might want to answer that. So I excused myself. I walked out. My wife was just crying. I'm like, what's going on? What's happening?
Wow.
And she's like, you're not going to believe this. Brianna got into Harvard, and she got a full ride.
That's
and I'm like,
amazing, dude.
I just yelled it out of her showroom. My daughter's going to Harvard.
Wow.
So yeah, I already
congratulations,
have a Harvard
Randy. That's so cool, man. That's
really,
that's amazing, dude. That's amazing.
Yeah, so shout out to her.
Shout out
tell
to
you
her.
Something.
I love
this
it.
Kid, she works part-time at Panera. Her dad is a fire chief in Claymont. She's on an ambulance. She does that part-time. She volunteers at the SPCA and the Goodwill.
Wow. That's
amazing.
Awesome,
she's awesomely bright. She's a gifted artist. She does all that. Like, you tell this kid, Brianna, that might be a little too hard, and she's going to show you that she can do it.
Randy, that's awesome. I love that. Congratulations. Yeah, it's a big deal. Randy, you got an answer for us for a title?
How about, has anybody said cheeseburgers in Paris?
It was said, yes.
You got I got another one.
I like the city, though.
How about Hamlet?
Hamlet? Oh, for ham? Good call, Randy. I don't know if that counts.
No.
I like the attempt. But
stretching a little too far.
If it were ham and let as two different words, you know? Yeah, like, you know, green eggs and ham would have been an answer. That could have counted.
Look at you.
Well, you put a big one on the board there.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a bad job. Whatever.
Sorry, I'm just
green
trying
eggs
to
and ham
time.
Isn't going to win.
Yeah.
That one, well, yeah. There's still some green
Hamlet.
Eggs out there.
Hamlet is
just a little much.
Good, yeah.
That's a little bit like, slap your forehead.
Yeah, it's corny.
It's a good attempt.
Appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I do appreciate the effort.
Really?
Yeah, it was a flawed effort, but I appreciate the effort. 215-592-9494. What you're hearing there is you can win Bare Naked Ladies tickets by giving us the best example of a title with food or drink in it. It could be a song, it could be a movie, it could be a book. Best answer at the end of the show is going to win the tickets. Let's go back to the phones and talk to William. Hey, William.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's up, William?
Not much, man. As a Baltimore fan, I listen to you guys every day because I transplanted here in the Philly area. All my Philly fans got me listening to you guys.
Nice. Thank you.
And the Eagles and Phillies as my second team.
Love that,
but
dude. Are you Baltimore?
More of a show than anything.
Get out of here. Thank you. That's wild. I love that, man. What makes you listen?
The sports talk. The commentary, the comedy. I mean, it's everything. It's a very addictive, entertaining show. I'm in my truck working 12, 14 hours a day, and this is literally all I listen to.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Thank you, William. We appreciate that. Well, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I was just going to answer the question, like my Baltimore Orioles season. How about cloudy with a chance of meatballs?
Oh, yeah, it's tough. It's already been said.
I took that off the board.
It is
right
tough,
at the
Orioles thing.
It's like my favorite book.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, Grape.
Wow.
Good answer. So it's got eating in it. That's clever. Real quick, William, before we let
nice
you go,
answer.
Before we let you go, because Felix Bautista, the Orioles closer, super talented, was out last year with an injury. He's back. He's really, really talented. Is a name that we have heard mentioned as a potential target for the Phillies. As your second team and the Orioles being cooked for the year, would you be happy if the Phillies ended up with Bautista?
I mean, for you guys, yes. For a Baltimore fan, it would be kind of devastating.
Phillies fans, yes, we want him.
Yeah, yes, you do. The Bautista is—he's
nasty.
He's a mountain man. He's crazy. He's wild, fast, and Baltimore would want too much. They're gonna want a bat like Painter or that guy you just brought up that had two great starts. What was his name?
McAble, you talking about, or?
Yep, Abel.
Yeah,
yep. They're gonna ask for something stupid in return for Biggie stuff.
Yeah. Hey, William, good call, man.
Stupid.
We appreciate you listening.
Can you imagine being an Orioles fan? Like, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah,
they were 100 win.
Yeah, not just that. Yeah, they've been in the playoffs a couple years in a row. They were 100 win a couple years ago. And not just that, they also had, like, it seemed like an endless amount of
young,
highest end prospects.
Yep.
I mean, all these guys were Jack Solly was the number one prospect in baseball. Their pitcher, Grayson Rodriguez, was like a top 10 prospect in baseball. A bunch of these bats they had were top 10, top 20, top 30. It's not panning out. Certainly, they didn't, they don't have any pitching and they didn't invest in pitching, and that's really hurt them. But it is, look, if you want to parallel it to the Phillies, it is a interesting thing to look at and say, like, hey, they had all these prospects and all this stuff. How's
and
that working
vaporized.
Out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, you know, it's something to consider. Look, that.
And that really was like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Look, the Orioles could get back. Like, it's not over. Jackson Ollie's 21 years old or whatever. Like, you know, there's a lot of time left. But it does, you know, it does show you that you can have all this wealth of stuff and it can change quickly. So. Yeah, you know, it's a fascinating. This is going to be the most interesting trade deadline discussion. What should they do? What shouldn't? That I remember because, I absolutely a side of people is going to say this is the group. They're in the middle of a window. They're winning the World Series. All that matters. What does it matter? Trade everyone. And then there's going to be a group of people who are like, well, you know, are they good enough? We remember what the decade without the playoffs was like. Do we want to go through that again? It's a fascinating either or. And for Dombrowski, I mean, you're talking about a guy who is like his whole legacy in Philadelphia can be decided next month.
100%.
Like, especially because he has failed at every trade deadline so far. The biggest mark against Dave Dombrowski as general or president of baseball ops of the Phillies, his tenure here, the number one thing you can say against him, is that he's been a disaster at the trade deadline. Like, that's been the worst part of the job he's done here, is how bad he's done at the deadline.
Is the Marsh thing better?
I mean, look, Logan Hoppy's still really good. Yeah. It's the best deadline trade he made.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
So I do think he has a unique opportunity where he has a chance to really kind of totally flip his, you know, and he's done a good job here, but he has a chance to really cement his legacy here. And obviously if they win the World Series, you know, that does that. But this trade deadline is a massive, massive moment for Dave Dombrowski. It's going to be fascinating to see how much he goes in and what he can maneuver.
So what does it feel like two relievers is...
The reliever thing's interesting because, you know, as we know, it's a question of who can go to the bullpen when the time comes. Do they think Mick Abel can be a reliever if they don't trade him? Do they want to put Painter there? Do they want to put one of these starters there? Is Nola going to be able to pitch? There's a lot of factors in that.
I don't think Nola can be a reliever.
I don't think so either. It's more, can Nola start a game and thus you move Lizardo or Sanchez? But I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying these are the the options in front of them.
That's interesting.
So it's going to be fascinating. And then obviously the bat part of it. It is a fascinating trade deadline coming up for this team and the situation for Dombrowski. It's going to be really, really important both for now and the future. So Dave has a chance to really rewrite his trade deadline legacy or in legacy in general. 215-592-9494. Get in now, reacting to the Phillies taking 2 of 3 from the Mets in first place in the NL East. We'll let you hear the highlights from this weekend coming up next, plus your calls. Plus, I know Rhea's going to be with me on this. I'm going to play some audio of something that was said towards the end of the game last night that, if you're of a certain age, a.k.a. old enough to remember the 1993 Phillies, yes, it is going to drive you crazy. And I'm sorry, but I have to tell you, you're going to be like, no way that could have happened, and it didn't. What was it? We'll tell you next. It's the Morning Show. We're coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.